Flip that.
Welcome to the No Jumper Podcast.
Devastating skill set you got right there, my friend.
Oh, should I be wearing these?
I mean, it helps. It helps you sort of get into that insular vibe of like, I'm here. I'm on the podcast. I'm not fucking around. I'm here with Adam 22. By the way, this is No Jumper, the coolest podcast in the world, and we're here with Roy Purdy.
What's good?
What are the
yeah, I like the headphones.
When people come up to you on the street, what do they say? Is it you're that dude who does the dance, or is it you're the dude with the sunglasses? Like, what do you get these days?
Oh, definitely. I definitely get a lot of people asking me to dance. That's like the go-to.
Oh, so they actually demand that you dance?
People always like want me to dance for their Snapchat stories.
Oh, that must be so annoying.
It gets annoying after a while. Sometimes I'm like, I'll just take a selfie.
Yeah, selfie.
I'm not trying to dance, you know, but
there's a huge scale.
Usually I'm a good sport.
There's a huge scale. There's like, taking a picture is like doesn't take that much time. Sometimes they want like autograph. That's like a little bit more of a pain in the ass. I don't even know how to write my own name anymore. But then there's like dancing. People always try to tell me to do a kendama trick for their Snapchat. It's like, I'm not going to pull anything first try, so no.
No, you got a first try.
I can do a couple of things first try.
Yeah.
All right, so
a lot of people ask me to dance and shit.
Right, yeah. But fuck them. So where are you from? Let's start there.
Yeah, born and raised Appleton, Wisconsin. And then I went to Colorado Boulder for a year and moved out here.
Really? So
yeah, like a year ago.
What was your upbringing in Wisconsin like?
It was cool. It was like super chill. Lived in like a suburban city, not super big. Not a lot going on, but there was a skate park, so I would just skate all the time after high school.
That was primarily what you were into?
Yeah, just skating, like, every day for, like, up until, like, late high school, I wanted to be a pro skater. Like, I was just skating all the time.
You have a pretty solid skill set, though. Like,
hey, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I don't take it, like, serious anymore, but, like, I'm not trying to be pro but or anything. But I skate all the time. It's still fun.
When did you... Okay, so that was your primary hobby coming up. Or was there anything else that was sort of taking up your time or that might have, like, hinted at what you ended up doing?
Main influences probably growing up were the fact that I was in a band for, like, 6 years. So that was kind of influenced me with music. And then skating, like, my style. And then that even got me into videos. Like, that's how I started filming
Let's
stuff.
Let's hear about this band.
Yeah, bro, not a lot of people know this. I don't even know if you know this.
I didn't know that.
I was in an 80s rock cover band.
Holy shit.
For like 6-7 years.
What?
Yeah.
How did you end up in that? Throat. And what did you do?
I played piano and sang and like I did a little harmonica for some songs. Like,
and so did you form the band or was the band already an existing thing that you then became a part of?
It was like just me and my friends started it and then I think we ended up doing like 80s rock because that's what like our dads told us to play and we were like, sure, let's do it.
You were like, so, how young were you when it started?
And I was still rapping at the same time, so eventually I ended up dropping the band and just recording my own music.
Oh, you were rapping at the time as well?
Yeah, I rapped in front of my whole school at my 8th grade graduation.
Really?
Yeah, so it's like been a thing. I like would rap at like talent shows and stuff.
Wow, that's crazy. I thought that the you rapping was... Because everybody always wants to say, like, oh, people get popping on Instagram or whatever, and then they try to start rapping.
I can send you a clip of me rapping at my middle school graduation if you'd like put in right here if you want. But when I get some design, they make it different. And I actually, they were used to us, it's so cool. Where all the friends that I made at school, hey, Dre, what's supposed to be the test? What rappers were you listening to when you were, like, that age, when you were, like...
Yeah. 7th, 8th, 9th grade, whatever.
R.I.P. Mac Miller.
Wow.
Okay. I think Donald Trump by him is what made me say, like, oh, I want to be a rapper. I just realized you still have the shades on.
That's what made you want to vote for Donald Trump also?
Shit, nah.
Just loop you in there real quick.
Yeah, no, didn't vote for Trump.
No, that's good. You're probably
politics.
You probably weren't even legal to vote when that happened. Are you 19 right now?
Yeah.
So you're probably like 17 when the election happened anyway.
Yeah, about.
I didn't vote for Trump, but I will admit that today I saw that he called a woman that he had sex with horse face.
Oh, I saw that trending. I saw horse face trending on Twitter. I didn't know what that was about, but.
I mean, like for a president, I think that's pretty out of line. But just as a guy, like as a really famous rich guy, I think it's pretty unbelievable and kind of cool that he's like willing to just call this woman. Like that's even on like where I'm at in life. If like some woman like was talking bad about me, I probably wouldn't want to call her a horse face. That seems like such a terrible
name. Pretty low shit. But yeah, fuck politics.
Yeah, that's like a fifth grader insult. I don't know. But
So I was in that band for a while, and then like skating. I feel like those are the two
skating like, kind of got
from
you
like
off
growing up that inspired me today.
Right.
And then I don't really know the bright clothes. I'm trying to think. That's another thing. I don't know where that came from.
How'd you start making videos? Were you on Vine or did you start on Instagram?
Yeah, so I can get into that. I started making videos from skating. Like in middle school, I would just post skate videos. And then after a while, I was like, I noticed like, so I was just making videos for fun for like years. And then I was like, man, I see like all these artists and stuff blowing up off viral videos. And I was like, oh, I need to try and do that. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to like do the dance trends and whatever. And then like, and just for fun too, because I like making videos.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Running Man one just popped off and I kind of just went from there. But I was also, man, it's such a like long story. I'm like skipping so many things. As I was making the skate videos, I was also dropping like music videos.
Mm.
Like there's so many old music videos on my page that are from like 2015 and stuff.
Of you rapping or
you dancing? Yeah, I mean like full music videos that I would have my little brother film and I would just edit, record it with a USB mic, like super DIY. So I was doing that in high school and they were getting like no views and whatever. So stepping back, that's why I decided like, oh, I want to try and like see what these dance challenges and stuff are about.
So when you started doing the dance thing, though, did you have your character like fully formed with the glasses and the clothes and the sort of editing style?
Yeah. I mean, it's really not like a character. Like that was just like what, you know, that was just me expressing myself. And then, but to answer the question, no, I didn't have the glasses. The glasses came a little later.
Did you just see them? Like, were you just, you saw them and you're like, that's a good
I actually, hook. I like went out looking for my signature thing.
Really?
Yeah, and I was just like found them at a costume shop, and I was like, "This is it."
Was there anything else that was in, like the category in the running? Like there was like a, you know, a black corset that you were thinking of wearing instead, or like you know a tube top.
Nah, it happened really natural. It was just like I had already like I was wearing Hawaiian shirts a lot. Just I wore windbreakers a lot, but I was just like I need a signature, like a staple piece that I'm always wearing.
Right.
And then, yeah, I literally just went out looking for one, found it, like, that hour.
It's definitely, it's like your like, Superman cape in the sense that you can kind of walk around without it, and people don't trip out on you that much, right? But then as soon as you put them on, it's like, that dude, yeah.
No, 100%. If I go out without the glasses versus with them, it's, like, totally different as far as, like, how much I'll get recognized.
Do you feel like you get powers when you put them on?
Shit. The dance moves get a little better, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I noticed that, too. When I'm doing an interview and I have sunglasses on, it makes me feel more comfortable because I feel less connected.
Yeah.
When you're looking someone in the eyes, you feel their pain.
Okay, yeah, true.
When you have sunglasses on and they can't see, like me and you, we can't see each other's eyes. So it's like, it would be easier. I'm not going to, but it would be easier for me to say something mean or to say something provocative or like fucked up because I can't see your eyes. I think that's an actual like thing in humans.
I mean, yeah, I never thought about that. But
I'm not going to abuse that power, but
it's true.
Sometimes, like, if I'm doing, like, a troll interview, basically, like, on stream, sometimes, we'll like, there'll just be some random chick, and I'll just have her come on.
The shades on?
Yeah, because it helps me to troll her better.
Okay.
She can't see my real emotions. She can't tell that I'm just fucking with her. I don't know. Did you just make one dance video, and it just took off, or did it take, like...
So I was making the skate videos and the music videos, and I was doing that, and then I had, like, the idea, I was like, oh, I'm gonna see if I can, like... do something viral because I saw so many like dumb videos just popping off and I was like, I can do that. I probably tried going viral like 15, 20 times before.
And then it worked.
The first one like popped off on Facebook or whatever, yeah.
That's amazing. It's so easy these days. Well, not so easy, but it's like if you have that mentality of just wanting to make something cool, that it's like you can sort of make
it happen.
That's
the thing. Like I didn't just make one video and was like, oh, it didn't blow up. I'm just, you know, I'm over it. You know, I just like kept making it. And that was just what I did for fun, too.
Right. All right, guys. So today's podcast is brought to you by MNML. You've probably seen MNML's zipper, denim, track pants, and other streetwear essentials all over your Instagram because they have been blowing up lately. MNML is an online-only apparel brand that is changing the way that you look at streetwear by offering high-quality yet affordable essentials. If you've been shopping at traditional retail stores, you're typically paying between like 5 to 8 times markup MNML, they cut out the retailers and they sell the same quality directly to you. MNML just launched a new collection for fall, and No Jumper listeners can get 10% off their first order, plus free shipping. Just go to mnml.la/nojumper and use the code NOJUMPER. They offer easy returns, free exchanges on all orders, so there's nothing to lose. And, yeah, visit mnml.la/nojumper and use the code NOJUMPER for 10% off. Links in the description. Get it.
And so is that, like, I don't know, what is the mentality? Like, when you go out and you want to make a video, like, I've seen you do it. It's pretty funny. Like, a lot of times it feels like you'll just be messing around, but then there'll be like a couple of dances that you'll film too. It's like, it seems like, yeah, it's kind of complicated.
Yeah, most of the videos are just honestly spontaneous. Like, I'll just be hanging out and I'll be like, let's like film me doing this. Like, I'll just grab a friend to film me on my iPhone.
Uh-huh.
And yeah.
So when the video,
like, I kind of just film it as the idea comes.
When the videos first started popping off though, did your Instagram followers and all this shit start to go crazy? Because right now you have like 3.5 million, which I remember you hitting
it's
million
pretty crazy
a while back. But did it just feel like it just started to get out of control on Instagram as the shit cranked up?
Nah, I wouldn't say it was like definitely like when I had a video go viral, my stats would go crazy. But then, you know, a week later it goes back down to normal. So it like definitely fluctuated a lot.
Right.
But I wouldn't say it was like crazy or nothing. It was like slowly, like a bunch of videos. You know, it wasn't like I blew up overnight or anything.
When I think about what you do, am I wrong that I think it's like kind of similar to the backpack kid?
Oh, fuck no.
No?
No.
Why? You don't fuck with him?
Oh, no. I mean, he's a great guy. I met him in New York when I did that Millie Rock video. But that's just not like, I don't consider myself like an Instagram dancer.
Oh, know? Okay.
It's just like something I do for fun.
So he's more specifically in that category. Yeah, but that's the weird thing about you. You're not really trying to be a dancer. You're trying to just, you're just a dude, right?
Yeah, I mean, I like consider myself like an artist. I just do a bunch of stuff, like the skating, the dancing. You call me like an influencer if you want. Shit, I don't really like that title either, though.
I feel like influencer is just
there's
something
so much
that,
like,
if you do something else, then you could, you do anything that you're popular for, then you could be an influencer. It's such a strange way to describe something. It's like you only fall back on
influencer.
It's like,
just because you post stuff on YouTube, are you like a YouTuber? You know,
right.
Like,
right, like I'm a YouTuber. I'm more comfortable being
like, I have subscribers on YouTube, but I never post, so I don't consider myself a YouTuber, you know. But
know,
some people totally do.
You have what, like 1.5 million or something?
It's like two and a half now. And I like don't post. I need to post more.
I don't understand.
That's something
that
I want
to
do.
Most YouTubers have to post all the time to get subscribers, and your shit just goes crazy and you post like once a month.
Yeah. I honestly don't even know.
You've tried doing vlogs and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, the last video, like my most recent video right now is a vlog.
Oh, okay.
And I want to start doing, not like a selfie vlog though, like a vlog, like my friends just filming me throughout my day, like day in the lifestyle.
Right.
And I want to do more of those. Like every Friday is the goal to start posting.
I like it. That's
and then
cool.
Like music videos in between those, probably like every 2 weeks. That'd be like the grind that I'm trying to get on.
You never get videos deleted because of the music, huh?
No, if it's like a dance video to someone's song, they might claim it, but I haven't gotten it taken down.
Damn, you're lucky as fuck. That's a big problem these days on YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, I hear. Also, I hear that about Instagram, too, but I guess you have any problems with that?
Nah. Yeah, I don't know.
So when you make the decision to move to L.A., like, were you actually making money already at that point, or were you just like, I'm going to figure this out?
It kind of, like, I started making money, like, as I was moving to L.A., I want to say, but I had made the decision before I was even, like, really making any money. I would have been totally satisfied with like moving to LA and working at Starbucks and like grinding, but thankfully it just like worked out and I didn't have to do that.
Shout out to Starbucks.
Hey,
not actually, this is from bluebottlecoffee.com.
Oh, bro, I got that shit.
What?
I got a blue bottle pin.
Oh, so that was my first time
just, like,
going.
Yeah, I've only been once, but they had pins and I just put one on my hat.
That's such a white person thing to just put a bird on everything.
A bird?
Wait, is yours a bird?
It's a, like, I don't know what it is, honestly.
Yeah, that's like from, you ever see the show Portlandia?
No.
Oh, there's like,
I don't really watch TV, to be honest.
You bastard. You don't check your DMs either.
Do I not?
I don't know. You were telling me you don't even look through the message
no,
requests.
No, I thought you were saying I like hadn't responded to you or something.
No, you responded.
No, not really.
Yeah.
I don't really check the requests that much. I like check the comments more. I like responding to comments.
See, I used to like, not look at the requests, but then I realized that there's people swimming in there. Like,
yeah, I'd be forgetting that. Like, if you don't follow them, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Go to your like main thing.
The worst part is just that you.
Shit. I should probably check my requests more.
I have no idea who's following me. Like, if I could have got followed by fucking Jay-Z yesterday, I have no idea.
Oh yeah.
Because how the hell are you gonna know?
Check that stuff.
How are you gonna know? You can't look through that fucking notification tab. They should have like a special.
Oh yeah, I don't check that either. That notification tab.
But the notification tab, once you have like a million followers or whatever, it should somehow just only show you really, really important stuff.
Yeah, that'd be lit. Or you could like, you should be able to like customize it.
Yeah.
Damn, Instagram. If you're watching this,
it's terrible. Take notes. It's totally fucking useless once you got some clout, which unfortunately we've both been cursed with.
Fuck.
No, yeah. I had to work my ass up for it. You got it like fucking that. Like I met you. And it wasn't going that crazy, and then boom!
It definitely happened like really naturally, like smooth. Shout out to all my fans, everybody watching the videos. You know,
I just like the concept.
But it was definitely a grind for sure. Still is a grind. You know, I'm working on everything, taking everything next level.
But your videos can have dancing, skateboarding, kendama, just regular funny stuff. Somebody falling down. It's like, it reminds me of skate edits where like, you know, video.
That's the inspiration behind all my editing is like skate edit style.
Really?
Like really quick, you know, like when I edit my skate videos, I like to make it, it's like right when you pop the trick, right when you land, it'll like cut to the next clip. So it's like super quick.
Yeah.
And that kind of like brought that into dance.
Exactly. Videos. I think that's so tech.
That might be why the videos popped off. I don't know.
Yeah, because it appeals to the attention span of kids where they want to see like a lot of cool shit all happening at once.
Oh, bro, my attention span is so short.
Yeah?
Like, yeah.
What kind of... So you don't watch TV, you don't watch movies? They take too long?
Yeah, that's probably why.
I feel that way a lot of times too, yeah.
I watch like YouTube.
Yeah.
And shit.
For me, watching a full TV show is like reading a book.
I've done very that hard. Though, but yeah. Like Stranger Things, I watch that.
Crazy. See, try to watch Stranger Things. I like get like halfway into an episode. I'm like,
really?
I can't pay attention, man. I got no fucking attention span.
Once you get through the first few episodes of something, I feel like it hooks you in. But yeah, I can never get through like the first few.
It's all about what you want to be into too, because it's like I can watch Joe Rogan for 3 hours and like stay pretty into it.
Yeah, but I can watch No Jumper for 3 hours and just
for real.
Probably not.
Do you watch the interviews like with any kind of regularity? If you don't, okay.
No, I've watched the interviews. I don't say I watch them on regularity, but they're always like popping in my recommended.
You know Skye Jackson?
I know, like of her. Yeah, she's like a Nickelodeon actor or something.
Dude, she's like my biggest supporter. She shouted me out the other day on Twitter. She said all I do on YouTube is watch No Jumper. I'm like, what the fuck? You're like 14. There's a lot of stuff on here that's not appropriate for her, but I still appreciate
kids
it.
Kids are watching YouTube.
Yeah. I met her at a Lil Pump thing. She's a huge Lil Pump fan.
That's the stuff. She's with the culture.
Exactly. That's what's so cool about it. All right. So what is the life of Roy Purdy like outside of just making these crazy videos and stuff? Like what else are you into? You got a girlfriend?
I don't. No. Hashtag single. Lots of skating. Lots of just hanging out with my friends. Been making music more. Not dropping anything, like, or haven't been dropping anything recently, but just like working on a lot of stuff. You know, like I said, gonna try and like film more for YouTube. Let's see, what do I do on a daily basis, man?
Do you just like what you're doing now, or do you have goals? Do you want to like be in movies TV or anything like that? Or you?
I love what I'm doing now, but definitely like we're just getting started. We've been doing a bunch of stuff with the merch recently and just building Purdy Gang as a brand. We just got done doing a pop-up shop with Young and Reckless.
Seen that. Shout out Drama.
Yeah, that was super fun.
How'd that come together? Did I connect you guys?
Yeah, that was... Yeah, right? That's crazy. Yeah. Wait, I totally forgot that.
I think I passed him your phone number or something.
Yeah, and then we linked up and started talking about collabing, and eventually just, you know, kept talking. It happened, and the line actually dropped yesterday online.
Really?
Yeah, so... And then we did the pop-up shop this weekend, and it was awesome.
How was the pop-up shop? A lot of people come through?
Yeah, it was cool. And they, like, set it up super nice. Like, Drama's whole team snapped, so.
Dude, his operation is so professional.
Yeah.
He goes over there.
Yeah, he's got like a good team of people.
60 people working there, and they're all just, like, doing something. It's like, holy shit, dude, you really have, like, a real business over here.
Yeah. Yeah, shit.
Crazy for me.
Killing it.
I'm just barely starting to get to that point where the other day I was looking around. I'm like, holy fuck, I got 10 employees in this room right now. Like, I actually have
big boss tings.
I have to actually pay all these people. And you can't, like, then you start thinking about, holy fuck, that's a lot of money right there. I mean,
yeah, shit.
All combined together.
But I'm also working on, like, Zoomies stuff. Got the merch in Zoomies right now, the really? Pre-game merch. Yeah,
we're in Zoomies, too, low-key. We never tell anybody.
I saw that. They posted something, and it was, like, my merch, and then I saw, like, No Jumper merch. And I was like, oh, that's what's up. Well, Adam's sweet. With it, too.
I seen you in the fucking Jeffree Star video.
Oh, yeah, that's so funny.
They had a box of Roy's clothes, because, like, his company prints your stuff.
We use, like, the same. It's not his company. He, like... invests in the company or something, or is it his company?
I think he co-owns it.
He's one of the dudes. But yeah, they do my merch.
Yeah,
and they're super fire. So
that's crazy. You ever hung out with Jeffree Star?
No.
We got to hang out with him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm down.
Did you watch that Shane Dawson thing about him?
Yeah.
I thought it was fucking amazing. He seems pretty cool.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I saw like an episode. Or something.
Actually, there's a new Jake Paul episode out today that I haven't seen yet.
Oh yeah, I haven't been.
You want me keeping
those.
Up on that?
No.
Ooh, it's
bro, gonna... attention span. Those are, I saw they're like 15-minute videos or something.
Definitely.
Shit.
But dude, it's juicy shit.
Yeah.
Real juicy. A lot of gossip, a lot of drama. I'm into that. I need to know what's going on with these kids. You're not?
No, I don't fuck with drama.
Shut up. You're not
shit.
Clicking on like the 6ix9ine and Trippie Redd videos and stuff?
Nah, bro. I don't like beef and like all that shit. Like,
really?
Yeah, no, I follow like skate pages and shit.
That's like, fair. You want to see like good art.
Yeah.
I remember when my life was like that.
That shit's funny, though, sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Keeping up with people's beefs. Like, sometimes that should be funny.
My girlfriend can't even watch somebody get punched in the face. The UFC clips and stuff, it pisses her off. She can't look at it.
Oh, yeah. I'm probably there with her.
You're squeamish? You ever been in a fight?
No.
No?
No.
Never.
I don't beef with people. I don't know.
Good, dude. If I saw somebody punch you, I'd be so upset.
I don't know what I would do to make someone mad enough to, like, punch me.
I bet you could think of something.
I keep it pretty chill. You say you could think of something?
I bet you could just... Nah, you're pretty chill, yeah. But I don't know, it gets scary. Like, as you get more and more famous, it becomes more and more like, damn, is somebody going to try to do something just because you're famous?
No, bro, so when at the pop-up, like, I told him, like, to type in their artist name or whatever, because they want me to check out their music, and he opens SoundCloud, goes to his SoundCloud, and, like, reposts his songs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Wow, sure. That is so grimy, but I'm so not surprised.
It's the hustle, though. I respect the hustle.
Because I've seen random songs reposted on the No Jumper SoundCloud, and I'm pretty sure that, like, somebody comes in the store and will just do it on the, like, because Hakeem will, like, let them play it, and I'm pretty sure that they just tap that button as well.
People be finessing.
Man.
But, yeah, so.
Clout thirst.
Forget what was the recent question, like, what I've been doing and stuff.
Yeah, or, yeah.
We keep going on, like, these tangents. I'd be forgetting the question.
Good, man. We love the tangents.
Facts.
Just want to like ask about something.
Yeah, that's where the funny combos come from.
Just ask about things that have nothing to do with you and just try to like just catch you up in something that you had no idea that you were going to be talking about.
Yeah, okay.
That's what it's all about, trying to just catch you. You know, okay, can I tell you something weird that I experienced today?
Let's hear it.
All right. There's this guy I know.
All right.
All of a sudden, Instagram, it just starts getting sent around in the DM or in the group chat. Like, look, this dude died. And we're all like, what the fuck? That dude died. Because we know him and stuff. And then figured out that, like, it was a misunderstanding. He's not actually dead.
Okay.
But then I'm like, what the fuck? Because now I'm just going to go back to not talking to this dude, not really caring that he's alive. But all of a sudden, when he was dead, I was, like, really, really concerned.
Shit, yeah, it'd be like that.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, you find out somebody's dead, and all of a sudden you feel like you are supposed to care so much. But then I found out he wasn't dead, and I'm like, oh. Like, was that fake? Because, you know, it's like, I didn't really feel like, I don't know. It was a weird roller coaster of emotions to be on.
You call it fake. You were in shock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody dies and they're like in their 20s, it's like, fuck, that's super sad. But if somebody's alive in their 20s, that's like, everybody is alive in their 20s.
Yeah, man. Shit. Too many people dying young, for sure.
You haven't even made it to your 20s yet.
No, I'm 20.
Oh, you did?
I turned 21 in February.
Oh, shit. All right. I thought you were still at 19.
Nope.
What are your parents up to? Like, what do your parents think about what you've got going on? Do they understand? I assume that your dad works in like
a coal mill
or something.
No.
Is there a coal mill? Is that a real thing?
I don't know if they have coal mills in Wisconsin. Oh shit! My dad does like real estate and owns a few businesses. Yeah, he's not on social media at all, but he tries to keep up with the stuff.
Right.
I don't know if he knows the difference between like Facebook and Instagram, like type thing, but he. He has an account that he doesn't post just to like check my videos.
Really?
My mom, on the other hand, is all about social media. And she's always rocking the merch, always like commenting on the videos. Like, she's definitely my biggest fan.
Wow. Yeah. That's tight.
She'll be out here and like, you've met her like when we've walked past the shop. She's nice.
Do you think that she's going to start like her own Instagram and start dancing like you and everything?
I don't know about that. No. She's got some clout. She's got like 10K on the gram.
Because I've seen Jake Paul's mom makes vlogs like just like his.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That would be crazy to have your mom just like take over your hobby and just start doing the same shit as you.
Mom vlogs? I'm going to tell her you said that.
I bet she does. I know. That's the weirdest thing about it.
That's a great idea.
His mom just hopped on it. Like, my mom would not even know where to begin making a vlog.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think my mom would know how to edit a video.
Yeah.
Save her life.
But we need to encourage that. We need to encourage more, like, older women to get into vlogging.
You think so?
Yeah, because it's not fair for Jake Paul to be getting all the views.
I did wake up today and I was like, there needs to be more older women on the vlogging scene.
Really? We got to diversify things. No, I think it would be good.
And my mom does like real estate stuff. So, yeah, nothing to do with like music or the stuff I do.
Right.
But they're super supportive.
Did I introduce you and Block Boy as well? Was that when you guys met when you were in here doing that little running?
That was right after we had done the dance video.
Right.
I forget. I think I just like DM'd him.
Oh, yeah. You guys did a video together that one day.
Yeah.
That was fucking sick. You were walking.
That was so random.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just causing ruckus all over. Went to Hollywood Boulevard. And we, like, he was with, like, his squad, and we just, like, pulled the car over. And we didn't have a speaker, so they just, like, blasted the music from the car. And then we got out and danced to it. That was funny.
Yeah.
Like, in the middle of, like, Hollywood Boulevard.
When that block, I feel like that Block Boy dance was, like, the dance of the year.
Yeah, probably was. Obviously.
I mean, everybody started doing it. It spread so crazy.
No, I think now it's probably the woe was coming up.
The woe is now.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
The Block Boy dance was, like, earlier in the year.
Yeah.
And then Drake did it a little bit, too. That
once
helped.
Drake hits the dance, it's like...
The woe, though.
I just realized you're wearing these glasses this whole interview. That's funny.
I know. I'm hoping that they don't start hurting so I don't have to take them off. Also, shout out to Usher for the shirt. I just want to say that, too.
Hey. Oh, yeah. I saw you did that.
Usher gave me this fucking shirt that he said Virgil designed it.
Oh, shit.
Shit. I mean, it definitely looks like it was designed by him. It doesn't say anything about Off-White, but it's that font they was using shit, which is, I think,
the bottom
Helvetica. I know a lot about fonts.
Upgrade the drip real quick, throw the jacket on.
Oh, yeah, you're big on the windbreaker look, huh?
Big on the windbreakers.
I feel like, we should be wearing all Off-White right now.
Think so?
Yeah, I'm gonna help with the drip factor on this podcast.
Okay.
We also have a completely different mic angle going on right here. You notice this?
I'm more about the thrift shop vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't hit up the Gucci store?
Nah, I have that one song where I say all that Louis Gucci Fendi Prada I don't wear. So I kind of like put myself in that position to not wear those brands.
I think that's a good idea.
But it kind of works out. I have to get more creative with my flexing.
It's a waste of money.
I can't just go to Gucci, drop some racks, and I'm, you know.
Yeah, it's boring.
I have to think about it, like. I'm flexing, like, this is from Top Shop. We got, like, this is probably, like, $3 at a thrift shop, you know.
You kind of have, like, a 6'9 thing going with, like, all the rainbow
Navy
stuff.
Old Navy skinny jeans that I ripped.
Oh, and we got who made the slip-ons?
Ah.
Is this a collab? Oh, with Stray. You did something with Stray. I didn't realize that.
This is just, like, a sample, but...
Whoa, that's tight. I have some,
matching
nice
socks. That's crazy. Drip.
I have some Strays too that got, there's like a Zero collab that they did.
Oh yeah, I have those. Those are hard.
Yeah. People come up to me all the time like, can you kickflip? I'm like, no. No, I absolutely can't. You ever done a rail?
What?
On a skateboard?
Yes.
Like a big one?
Yeah. No, I don't do them often, but
I'm just trying.
I mean, I've done them in my days.
Curious how extreme your skateboarding career got.
I low-key went harder like with skating when I was in high school. Mm. Like I had a street part out, like I was like actually on that skate shit.
Really?
Like sending it to companies and shit, like but now I kind of just do now I just kind of do the funny stuff.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, I won't go too hard, but it depends. If I'm in the right mood, I'll like send some shit for sure, like skate a stair set or a big rail.
It's weird how in skateboarding, like, just doing chill, swaggy shit has kind of become the thing. Because it's like, it was so focused on everybody needed to be gnarly as fuck for such a long time.
I think that just happened for so long. Like, once, like, creative skaters started popping off, like, people just ventured towards that.
And even, like, creative editing. Like, maybe the tricks aren't that crazy, but it's, like, such a smooth little edit with a dope song.
It's kind of controversial on skateboarding. It's kind of like mumble rap.
Yes.
And it's, like, the old heads hate mumble rap. Like, old skaters hate the... Yeah. Like, new edits, but...
But the part about that I don't get is it's, like, the more chill-style skating or whatever, that's what skating is actually like, is, like, hanging out.
Yeah, it's, like, know? It's not like I do that to be trendy. It's just, like, when we're filming, most of the time, we're just, like, hanging out. And I'm not trying to, like, bust a trick down, like, a 9-stair.
Right.
You know, I'm going to do some funny flat ground shit.
You go, like, backside, tail slide, like, a 20-stair. It's, like, yeah, it's sick as fuck, but it's also not at all what skating is like on a daily basis. Like, the kickflip in the parking lot is a lot closer to something that the average kid might do, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never really... I feel like that's a weird mentality, the idea that everything needs to be deadly in order for it to be good.
Yeah. Gnarly skating's sick, though, too.
Yeah, yeah. Gnarly skating is great. But it's not for everybody.
It's not. Shit.
So what have you been listening to lately?
Oh, man. Oh, man. I pretty much just bumped Oh Wow on repeat. My recent single, Go Stream That. No, I'm kidding.
I support that.
I played the Lil Baby Gunner album. That was good. Hold on. I'm actually scroll through the SoundCloud playlist.
Because you do have a special, like, fun dance playlist, I remember. You were driving around with me and you put on your playlist and it was just like all these different styles of music, but they were all very like energetic.
Oh yeah. I think I had like a, like songs to use in videos playlist. I don't know if I update that anymore.
That's funny. Remember when we went roller skating together?
Oh shit. Yeah.
Isn't that weird that that happened?
Yeah. That was mad random. And Lena just rented it out for like a photo shoot.
Yeah.
Should we put a little clip of that video muted though? So we don't get...
Yeah, yeah, copyright. Definitely. But that's for the people out there.
Where even is the...
Oh, they can't see the screen right now. I mean, that's the camera.
Yeah.
So if you look right there, then you're looking
at the screen.
Oh, yeah, the screen is up there.
Screen!
But you can't see anything.
That's how I should have started the interview off. Screen!
What is that?
That's like my signature ad lib.
Oh, okay. Where'd that come from?
I honestly, we were talking about this like a few days ago. I don't even remember. I think it was like... Was it playlist?
No, we were in the golf cart. You were saying that.
Oh, yeah, low-key, it might have been. When was that? I got my bro Aaron over here. What? Yeah, like spring. I think I just came up with that.
Right.
Scree!
I like it.
So, yeah, it's funny.
Noises are big. Ad-libs, like, people call it ad-libs, but really it's just like an excuse to make a funny noise.
Diablo says you're from Ecuador, so you're Ecuadorian.
You know why he's saying that?
No,
because in his interview he was all nervous and stuff, and he's like, "I'm from Ecuador, so I'm Ecuadorian." Just like, yeah, we know. That makes sense.
From America, so
I'm American.
Oh shit! Sorry, Diablo, I didn't mean to roast you.
No, it's good, man.
It's all up.
Super good. I was just hanging out with my 5-year-old nephew, and he's got his nails painted. Like, he kept going, "My nails are pumpkin orange."
Yeah, you did. Reminds got the pinky green.
It's all just branding, man.
These are samples too for nail polish that we're coming out with.
You're really doing that?
Yeah, we're really trying to like build the brand up, like, yeah.
Can you just sell like, those actual sunglasses, or do you?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so these are available on prettygang.com.
How much are they?
Sam, how much are the glasses? 25? 25, yeah.
Sounds fair to me. How much you buying from the store? 24?
We like make them.
You make them?
Yeah.
Really? That's sick. From scratch in your backyard.
Yep.
Who do you actually find yourself like hanging out with and stuff in terms of like other Instagram personality and stuff? Like I seen you hang out with Patty a lot when we first started kicking it, and Savage Realm. Shout out to his fat ass.
Oh yeah, Savage Realm, still the boy. He's living in Miami though.
Oh, he moved back. So,
yeah, he's okay. Like never in LA, but when he is, we always link. Man, I don't know. I don't necessarily like hang out with like go out and like hang out with like Instagram people all the time. I hang out with my bro Aaron. Shit, I got my bro. We can't flip the cam, it's on tripod, but
no.
Yeah, got the homies over here. Shit, I don't know, just whoever. A lot of my skate friends, like, we'll just go on skate. Garrett Jenner, I'll skate with him. Nyjah,
Niger?
Yeah, we like skated a few times. Went to his park. It's pretty sick.
Wow, how was that?
It's cool.
Is it? Yeah,
he's got like a crazy park.
Is it overwhelming, like seeing how good he is in real life?
Yeah, he's so crazy.
Damn, that's tight.
We were trying to do get a doubles clip, and like I think he landed every try, and it was pretty much we were just like waiting for me to land it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's fire. Shout out to Nija.
I guess it makes sense. I don't think I can say that.
You gotta roll the R.
I can't roll my R, and I can't like make any high pitched noises.
It sounds less cool if you don't roll. It's a scree.
I don't know. Like my voice doesn't make it doesn't work when I try to do like really high pitched noises or like sing along to like a song that's like high pitched. It don't work.
Damn.
I don't know what happened to my vocal cords. They got fried at some point.
Shit. On a podcast.
What about the Kendama? Is that an actual collab? Is it out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Sweets Kendama. The like, Pretty Gang Time Sweets Kendama. Yeah, that's been on the webpage. Those are still available, right?
That's pretty epic. Yeah. It's pretty epic to have all these like signature products. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're trying to just do like hella random shit, you know, and kind of think outside the box and whatever. You guys, you have a collab? No, you make your own.
Right? We make our own now. Yeah. We were going to do a collab, but then we were like, man, fuck this. We ain't getting no damn royalty. Let's make the full thing ourselves.
I feel that. I feel that. Hold on. Let me do a trick.
Capitalism, man.
See if I can do something for the No Jumper
Kendama. It just looks like it has been chewed by a dog. That's a store, the store copy.
Am I still in there?
Yeah, I can't really see your head, but that's all right.
Kendama, though.
Yeah. Boom.
Oh.
See, you have such a unique style because you learned how to do this in a bubble.
Oh, shit.
Like, I learned how to do it from other people who already, like, knew the right way to do stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just, like, learned it on your own, so you do it different, but it's still pretty tight. Sassy. Oh, and you're gonna reverse it? Oh, just like that. A little J-stick. A little J-stick. It ain't none. Ain't nothing but a J-stick. The Kendama people, like... To them, a celebrity or whatever doing anything with the Kendama is a really big deal. Like, there's an old clip of Wiz Khalifa doing, like, just doing Big Cut.
And yeah, like I noticed. I posted, like, a Kendama video on Instagram. Like, there's hella people like, yes.
Yeah.
Like,
they freak out. They love
like,
it. And then
people in the Kendama community.
We had Dennis Rodman doing it.
It's still an underground thing, kind of, like.
But we're bringing it up.
Yeah.
That's what's funny is
like,
that.
Like, there's people that, like, hella people, you know, you hold, like, the contest, right?
I've posted it so much that. Everybody's always like, just like, oh, that's that No Jumper thing. That must be pretty annoying to the hardcore Kendama crowd.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I didn't even think about that.
We had X doing it. You ever see that clip? X doing Big Cup, and then he just looks around like to see if anybody saw him do it.
I don't know if I've seen that.
It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy because that's sort of like a metaphor.
That's all my friends are who have never seen one. They get it on the cup, and they're like, yes, you guys see that?
Yeah. That's our standard for being the pro team for No Jumper Kendama, available at nojumper.com, is that you just have to spike it one time. And I could teach anybody to spike it in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You just spin it, and then they can spike it, and then they get so
That's
hyped.
How I learned.
I didn't even want to have Dennis Rodman
totally
do the spike.
I know what you're talking about. I have like hella kendamas at my house.
Yeah.
And I also have my friends. Like, I'll show them that.
There's an old vlog. Old vlog we did where like we teach some kid's mom to do it back here, and she fucking screams. She freaks out so bad. It was one of the best moments. I forget which one it was though. It was fucking beautiful.
Yeah, kendamas for the moms.
I can't believe I've been doing that shit for almost 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been messing around with kendamas for probably like a year now. I don't like do it consistently like you though. That's why I still know the same like.
I drill.
Couple moves.
I drill. I'll just get in the zone
you
and just
hard.
Work on something for like 2 hours. It's embarrassing. When I say I'm listening to Joe Rogan for 3 hours, that's realistically what I'm probably doing is I'm listening to Joe Rogan while I try a kendama trick. What else we got to talk about?
That's a good question. Let's see. We touched on... I feel like we could... like the way I told like how I like came up making videos was kind of a little scattered. Could touch up on some of that stuff. Shit.
You know what the question is? It's just, what is your advice... to people who want to like do something similar to what you've done and everything, because you've really like made your name for yourself in such an unconventional way where it's not like you had somebody come down from the skies and just be like, Roy, here's an opportunity. You definitely you made it for yourself.
Totally.
You know?
If there's anyone who thinks I like made it off a shout out or made it off like, anything like that, nah. It was just off the videos and stuff. Any advice? Shit. I would say... This is what I usually tell people, and this is what I did, is, like, look like find people who are like you're inspired by and like look at like how they built their brand and you know like study that and then also like study so not only like study like people who have done what you want to do but like study like the industry of like whatever it is you want to get into, you know, and like know what's trending and like, you know, so you can maybe make use of that to build your own career.
No, that's super real. Like you have to like be able to find somebody like people always say like, oh, Adam's like a fucking new school Joe Rogan or Adam's like a SoundCloud Joe Rogan or whatever. But that's reality is I was looking at Joe Rogan. I was like, dude, I could do that. But like, about something else. And it's like kids, yeah. Like there's and always people you can
copy
model some, yourself
I'm not after. Saying like find, you know, someone's career path and like totally try and copy it. But like, just so you like know in your head, like how, you know, how something like how a brand can be built, you know, and then use that to your advantage.
Yeah. It's really all about just like, it's all about knowledge, you know, it's like, you need to know stuff that other people don't know.
Yeah,
so it's
just
like
having the vision, maybe like taking a sec to think about what the end goal is or like all the things you're trying to do and like actually take a sec to think like, how do I actually do this? Like, I feel like a lot of people just want to do things, but they don't even take a sec to like think about how to actually do it. You know, like they'll just
learning
like,
about the whole industry or the whole world, like all the things involved in it. You can't just like, you can, a lot of people just want the fame part.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. I see so much of that, especially since moving to LA, like people who like don't even like making videos, make it for the clout and whatever.
Right.
And or don't shit, like what they do, whatever it is they do.
You can see through that shit. I feel like I see rappers sometimes making like
for some people,
corny gimmick videos, and I'm like, bro, this does not feel like you.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Who knows, I don't like other advice and stuff.
Learn the world.
You know, like this is what I was gonna say. Like if you're trying to be this cliche because everybody wants to be a rapper, but if you're trying to be a rapper, don't just like drop a few songs on SoundCloud, and if they don't blow up, call it a day. Like I said, I was dropping songs on SoundCloud in high school, and I don't think I had a song get more than like 10K plays or like 20K plays until shit like college, you know, like middle of college.
There's kids watching this who are like, I would kill for 10K plays.
Well, like over time, like I dropped it like junior year, by like the time I was in college, it probably had 10K plays, you know. Mm.
You you went on tour couple months ago, right?
Oh yeah, in the spring I did a tour with Young Gravy.
Yeah, how was that experience?
It was super fun.
How long?
Never been on a tour before, so it was like a week or like 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the tour itself was like a month, but I just did the first little bit of it.
What was that overall experience like?
It was awesome. It really, I feel like that really helped, like kind of get in my performing pocket. Not that, you know, I'd been performing with the band, so I like had been on stages before, but
mm-hmm.
I hadn't done like a tour like with my like rap music or whatever. I had never done that before, so that was super cool. Just like doing a show every day for 10 days straight. Like, it's a totally different lifestyle than when I'm like out here in LA chilling and skating.
Yeah, staying in a different hotel every night or like
sleeping in the van.
Or...
We had like a tour bus.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah.
So see, I still have never
just,
done
like,
that.
Everyone on the tour, like even like behind the scenes dude, lit camera dudes, we're all like super chill. And it was just like vibes.
Young Gravy though, that's you felt like it was just like a similar vibes. Demographic?
Oh yeah. Yeah, our fans meshed really well.
That's tight.
Yeah, it was fun. Good times.
Facts.
Shout out to Gravy. Shout out to Callion Fox. He was on that tour as well.
I've never spoken to Young Gravy.
You should. He's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Seems interesting.
Have you heard any of his stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard everyone's stuff. Or at least, I haven't, I just say I have. So, I mean, I have. Truth is, I don't really remember it that well.
No, you probably have. So you probably have heard, like, so much stuff. Are you always searching for, like, new music?
I mean, it's a combination of all the stuff I listen to on stream, plus all the stuff that I just watch because I see it pop up on WorldStar, plus the stuff that Atlantic sends me to check out, plus... I got all these different A&Rs and managers, people that I know and everything that are always trying to get me to check shit out. This is just a million different ways that I'm having shit shoved down my throat. I know, yeah. I've heard his on stream and stuff.
There's like, that's like what you do is like the music stuff, so.
Yeah. That's a wild thing.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't really keep up too much with, I try, but I try not to. Like you, I know it's like your job to kind of keep up with that stuff. I kind of try like not to super in tune with what's like popping, you know, because I don't want to like influence my style.
Well, that's a good point. You don't,
which is something I realized recently. I was like, I don't need to be keeping up with everything that's like popping. I can listen to jazz music all week if I want to. Not that I do that, but
yeah, that's interesting though, because don't you feel like if you edited your videos to jazz that everybody would hate them?
No, I think I've done a video to jazz music.
Oh, really?
Before, yeah, it was funny as fuck.
No, yeah. Like
me dancing.
Your stuff is all about energy. That is true.
No, true. Yeah, no, I don't. I make dance videos to whatever songs. I mainly do listen to, like, I'll listen to a bunch of, like, the trending, like,
you know, songs rap caviar
and stuff. Yeah, and, like, all that stuff. I just realized I never pulled out my phone to look at my SoundCloud.
Didn't you almost go on tour with Kodak?
Oh, yeah, you wanted me to, like... This is when I was, like, first coming up. He wanted me to, like, just be his hype man on stage. But I was, like, I was just, like, nah.
Just go on a whole tour.
I didn't want to, like, go. That was, like, so much time just, like, dance on stage. It would have been a great experience, I'm sure.
Right.
But I just, like, had just moved to L.A., I think, and I, like, wasn't. I was, like, trying to stay here.
Kodak, that's a wild experience, probably being on tour with him.
He's back out doing his thing. He's that one song, Easy.
Yeah.
That beat goes crazy.
You see that video of him running around outside in front of the club, screaming and shit?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know. I've seen the video where he's like, hey, I'm a suburban.
Really?
I'm a suburban kid. Oh. I live in the suburbs.
I did see that, too. No, 6ix9ine put out a video yesterday pretending to be him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to talk like him and shit. And then he deleted it right away. That was weird. Man. I don't know. You know, what about Shiggy? I feel like Shiggy is a big dude who's come up in the dance game this year.
Oh, yeah. He killed it with the Drake thing.
Actually, that dance is like kind of...
The Kiki Challenge.
That was one of the big dances of the year, too, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I posted one of those.
Really?
Yeah. Was that called the Kiki Challenge?
I'm trying to learn the whoa. Not learn it, but do it, I guess. Maybe I need to keep these glasses.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
It might give me the power I need.
Yeah, learn the whoa. You got it.
Dude, I'm going to do it. I'm going to send it to 10K, and he's going to... He's gonna make something out of it.
You're gonna blow up, man. Well, let's see. I got
the music stuff.
Speaking of the wall, I got this one. Hold up. This is a good wall song. This is K Supreme.
Sheesh. I smell good.
Gucci cologne.
I smell good. Gucci. I don't even know the rest of it. That's
the
just K Supreme.
Just like fired to like whoa to. I don't know. But let's see. I got some Anderson Paak. Anderson Paak.
I honestly don't know.
Playlist. ZZ is on top of the playlist. Lil Tracy, Lil Baby.
Which Lil Tracy song? The new one, 10K?
It's this random one with Lil Raven, a love song.
Oh, okay.
Shit, Jack Harlow.
I know him.
Yeah, he's far. Good.
He's talented as shit.
Some Wayne from the New Wayne album. New Sheck West album on here. So I said I don't keep up with stuff, but I do, obviously, from this. But
yeah, but
I was saying, like, sometimes I'll, like, notice that I am and, like, try to, like, add non-trending songs.
I mean, people probably be happy. If you put out a video dancing to Smashing Pumpkins, they'd be hyped.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like you don't always have to have the hot new song. That's not really necessarily your brand. Your song, your brand is like...
And I mean, I'm just talking about, like, you know, stuff I, like, listen to in the car, not necessarily, like, dance to or whatever.
Right.
I got my boy Savage Realms, new song, Blindside 2 in this bitch.
Whatever happened to Aggressive Masturbation? That was the song.
Man, yeah.
That should have been number one.
It's number one in my book.
On the Billboard charts, too, though. All right, so what do you got planned for the rest of the year?
Yeah, the year's almost over, isn't it? It's like a few months or something.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Year, we got like a month and a half.
The next like full like year.
No, see. 2.5 actually, right?
Yeah. Probably
November and December.
Just, well, eventually, going back to like touring, eventually the goal is to do like a headlining tour at some point in 2019. But right now I just don't have enough songs out to headline my own tour. So that's kind of being postponed until I drop more stuff. Which I'm super excited to do, film more music videos for those drops, really expand the merch. We're trying to get in like all the Zoomies and really expand on that, drop more stuff on prettygang.com on our merch site, keep posting skate videos, do like the posting every vlog type video every Friday to YouTube, keep up with the funny dance things, like really just keep doing what I'm doing, but also grow it like a lot bigger at the same time.
It's all about that growth.
Yep.
And shout out Zoomies. Go to your local Zoomies and tell them you need Roy Purdy and On Some Shit on the shelves.
And not just on the shelves, in every shelf.
On every shelf.
Every Zoomies.
I would like to see Zoomies clear out all their existing merchandise and just bring in Roy Purdy and On Some Shit, and that's it.
Yeah, no, I think they'd do really well if they did that. It's good.
Why don't they just let us run the business?
Shit.
Whoever the fuck the CEO is, get him out of here. Get Roy Purdy in there.
But
I'll be your VP.
Shit. But yeah, no, just not take over Zoomies, but... But yeah, not just growth, though. Also doing, like, just expanding on things, like doing other stuff too. Like, I don't even have a lot of music out right now. So I feel like that kind of needs to, I feel like I need to show people, like, I don't know, more of like what I can do with music, you know?
Definitely. We got to get
you. I feel like even you're going to be surprised with some of the stuff I'm dropping. Like,
I'm ready, man.
I got like some super hype stuff all the way to like Ed Sheeran sounding songs, like that I've been recording. Like literally like every genre. Not every genre, but like just like hella different stuff.
I want to hear an Ed Sheeran style song from you for sure.
Yeah. Or just like, it's like some singing shit. I don't know if it's like really an Ed Sheeran type song, but yeah.
Ed Sheeran is gang.
Facts.
That's Ed Sheeran's gang. Hard. Gang, not gay. I felt like that sounded a little too close to gay. If I said Ed Sheeran's gay, that'd be libel. I'd have a lawsuit on my hands.
I fuck with the drip, but this light is really hot, so.
No, I feel that too. I can't believe that I'm doing good here. I'm actually, the AC is blasting all over me, so I feel like, All right, Roy Purdy. Wait, do the ad lib again.
Scree. Almost.
Do you see how fucked up that sounded?
Scree. Oh man.
I can't roll my arm. It's shit. Not happening. I don't know how to. And I can't snap my fingers with my other hand. Like
scree. You can kind of do it with that rolling.
That works. This one's broken.
Oh, you can't snap your fingers?
I can do it with this side.
Hey.
But then this side is like.
Shout out to all the headphone users out there.
This is ASMR. Hi, I'm Roy Purdy.
Shit. Can we do the rest of the interview like this now?
I'm Roy Purdy.
Welcome to No Jumper Coolest Podcast in the World.
Do you watch ASMR?
We're here with Rogue Gang, Dimes Purdy Gang. no, I don't.
I think they have a special mic.
I see them. They're always in my Explore page, though.
That shit freaks
those,
me out.
Those, like, slime videos.
Slime is big now?
I don't know. There's always like weird shit in my Explore page.
Just keep it simple and bring back the Killer Clowns. I miss that era. That era of YouTube.
Fuck that. I never ran into one, thankfully. But no. That was a big thing.
I had Brennan Taylor on here, and he wouldn't admit that it was fake. He was like keeping the illusion alive.
Oh, like when the clowns were like a thing?
Yeah, because he got like 11 million views on a video pretending to get attacked by a killer clown.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but then he still wouldn't admit that it was fake.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I don't know. Killer Roy. Killer Roy, coming to a city near you. I'm so proud that I kept the glasses on the whole time.
Yeah, I didn't think you were, honestly.
Honestly, my head hurts. It's like digging into the sides of my head. It's the headphones on top of the sunglasses, and I have a huge head. All right. No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world here with Roy Purdy.
Yeah.
And just like that. Follow my man.
Oh,
on
wait,
the
was this the podcast? Was that the podcast just now? I thought we were just chatting.
No, that was a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, weird. Sick. No, I'm kidding.
Peace.
Thanks for watching, guys. Like and subscribe.
Follow my ASMR channel.
Scree.
Link in description.
Scree. Yay.